Smartphones seem to inhale the people who carry them around, drawing them into an artificial world of their own creation. But what happens when they unplug from the grid and try to plug into reality? That's the theme of a new comedy from Kumu Kuhua called Hashtag I Am Bad at This. It's in the casting stages now. It's written by Susan Stanton. It'll be directed by Harry Wong III, and he's about to hold auditions for this world premiere production. Harry's with us in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's give an overview of what we're looking for here.
Actually, it's interesting because even though it's dealing with the most modern technology, there are six actors involved. Only one of them appears on stage in character. Mm-hmm. The others are off to the side, creating all the voices and all the locations through sound, like an old-time radio show, actually. Uh-huh. So the audience watches a person interacting with the people only through her cell phone or computer. Mm-hmm. But they can see everybody communicating with her on stage, like on the background.
So they're sending text messages back and forth, and we're seeing them on a screen?
And talking. Mm-hmm.
But you have two layers of levels of communication between people, the mm-hmm. electronic and the actual, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Emphasis on the electronic, though.
Oh, yeah, emphasis on the electronic. And then what that does to the person who's communicating that you're seeing on stage, because she can be having three conversations, literally. She can be on her computer. She can be talking to someone on her phone. And while she's talking to them, she can be texting them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So juggling people, juggling media even.
Yeah, so then all the different storylines converge constantly at any given moment. She can be talking to her mother on the phone. She can be texting her old friend in New York.
Uh-huh.
And then she could also be editing an article that she's writing for a local newspaper.
You have quite a variety of characters you need to depict here, so I'm figuring you need some pretty versatile actors.
Uh-huh. Yeah, when we were originally setting up the different characters, there was a point where the character that you see on stage, the woman, she has one, two, three, four. She has three romantic characters that she's involved with,
uh-huh.
and her father. And then the writer wanted to make sure that the father was separate from all the romantic characters uh-huh. that she was playing. And I was saying, well, you know, it could also be that all the romantic characters kind of sound like her father in a way. And so finding an actor who can make four different distinct voices but have like the same kind of quality to it.
Sure. Yeah,
because
yeah.
Susan has done her job. She's written the play really well. And then the way that the characters talk, the way they use words, the way they might communicate with her, she's written that well. But then the actor that's going to come in and fulfill that role, they need to be able to modulate their voice mm-hmm. four different ways in order to play those romantic
with a link yeah. among all four voices, so mm-hmm. that the younger suitor's voice can convey to the audience that he reminds her of her father
mm-hmm. at times.
Which is that's quite a little juggling act, isn't
oh, yeah.
it? Both for you, the director, and for the actors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, at auditions, actually, we're gonna have a mic there that the audio visual person is gonna set up, and we'll be able to hear like what their voice sounds through a mic modulated as if it was on a phone.
Yeah. 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 Oh, I see. Yeah. Do that telephone.
Mm-hmm.
That's like degradation of yeah. the voice, right? Well, it's the nuances really of vocal inflection are vastly more important in this case than physicality from your actors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then what it sounds like to be talking in a supermarket, and what it sounds like being talking at a bus stop.
Sure.
So hoping that the actors working together, and I give them like a bunch of sticks maybe, or like Hot Wheels cars, or and then seeing how they can create like an atmosphere of where the person is speaking mm-hmm. also.
So you, when you're doing an audition and an audition workshop, well, I'm assuming in a workshop you're going to lay out a lot of what the demands of this particular play are, right?
Yes.
And the whole thing of voice acting. But in an actual audition, do you sort of do kind of improv-like exercises, sort of test the versatility of the actors?
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of the things is that all the theaters in town want to work professionally. They want everybody working their best, and but truthfully, we're all community theaters.
Uh-huh.
It's not like I'm going to have like five people who are perfect for a role come out for the role.
Uh-huh.
That want to make a living.
Right.
At doing it. So I think it's responsible for all of us to bring in new people in the community, give them the opportunity to show us what they can do. So the first thing I think that we always try to do at auditions is make people feel comfortable, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like maybe they had an inkling that they wanted to do theater or they wanted to do acting, maybe back in high school even.
This is their chance.
Yeah, this is their chance. And so you want to make sure you can see them doing their best. And then doing that kind of improv, I think, also kind of relaxes them, oddly enough, I think.
Well, we'll look forward to this production, Harry. Mm-hmm. And thanks very much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Giving us a preview. Harry Wong III is casting for the world premiere of the Kumukuhua Theater production of #IAmBadAtThis by Susan Stanton. The show will run May 26th through June 26th. And there's an audition workshop at 6:30 this Sunday at the theater, with auditions to be held the following weekend. And you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.